thing of the negative ways that you talk to yourself. And it's like, so rather than running to the journal to figure out, well, what are those things I'm thinking so that I can rebuild the relationship with yourself? You're like, well, that's all a shit show. So let me run over here to escape myself. This is the same thing with COVID and virtual learning. You have a lot of thoughts around that, because here's the thing. There are some people going through COVID and virtual learning and rebuilding their life. And then we've got equal amount of people who are like, that's a problem. There's no way I can handle it.
Yeah,
I got to eat and I got to smoke. Like, so there's, that's how we know that COVID and online classroom learning don't cause feelings and they don't cause actions. Our thinking about ourselves in relation to it, that's the problem. Some people are going into it thinking, I'll figure it out, and not at the expense of myself. Some people are like, this is too hard to fucking figure out. I better eat. This is no time to be trying to lose weight. Or they'll say things like, it's too hard to do it right now. I need to just take care of myself. And I'm going to tell all of you right now, if you think eating and doing that kind of stuff, like, I don't have time to lose weight. Losing weight is not your punishment. Stop thinking that way. Overeating because you don't believe in yourself to be able to handle your life, to me, that's punishment. And you got to re-engineer how you're talking about it. So I would go back through module 2 of No BS.
Okay.
At least a couple times.
Okay.
It is the thought process stuff that we teach so well here. And a lot of you want to listen to it once or twice and then like stay confused. It takes time.
But I think that's what I'm also mad too, because I thought I would get it by now. I feel like I have listened to it like twice. I know. That's the kind of person I am. I
would literally listen to it. If I had to listen to it weekly until I could spit it out. The problem is a lot of you listen to it and then you'll journal a little and then wonder why it's not connecting.
Yeah.
It's just like saying, hey, I'm going to go play NFL football. You know, I watched a few games. I actually ran around the block. Am I ready? I don't understand why they're not recruiting me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, we have this ridiculous idea that we're supposed to understand things at first. I want y'all to think about how much I study to understand this. It is untold hours every single week.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on it. So it's like none of you think that you're supposed to listen to it once or three times or whatever. I promise every time you listen to the material again and you're not judging yourself for not understanding it, you will hear more of what you need to hear. You'll resynthesize the material in a new way. I go through my mentor's call. Like I eventually just run out of shit that I can even listen to from her. And so I go back. I've listened to all, she's got over 340 podcasts. I've listened to all of them at least twice, every single one of them. All of the teachings that she has in our certification school, I go back to the beginner, like what the babies get when they first join. Like it's like y'all's version of No BS. Every quarter I go back and listen to them. And I'm a master fucking coach. Probably the only master coach that takes the time to even do it. But every time I listen, a new little light bulb goes off. I'm like, I didn't even hear it the first time because I wasn't ready to hear it. And that's where most of you guys are, is like the more you will listen, the more the light bulbs will go off. So don't beat yourself up for that, okay?